Revocation Radio, it's House of Heroes, and it's called Feel on your Thursday edition of The Morning Overload. Hey, it's John Malden, and the title of that song, perfect. Feel.
That's Tell what me you how you're do. Feeling, John.
Feel with the counselor herself, Miss Angela Hayes, hanging out.
Counselor.
She's a counselor. She's licensed. She's got all the goods, all the paperwork.
Got nice, all the initials behind my name.
Nice little pretty frames. Yeah, what are all the initials that go with what you do?
Well, I have a MS, Masters of Science.
Masters of Science, okay.
Licensed Professional Counselor.
Right.
And a National Certified Counselor.
Wow. That's a lot of letters. You put commas in there, right?
I do.
Do you ever sign it with all three of them? Or you do it every time?
Well, I used to have to sign it with all of them.
Really?
I worked at a hospital setting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Make sure.
Now I don't.
Things are on the up and up, right? Because, well, you're not, you know, he's not, you're not one to brag.
The peanut galler you hear is Mr. Anthony Bauman, yeah. Who also does my graphic work. He's quite phenomenal.
We're trying to ignore him, though.
And my website.
Yeah. He's Angela
Hayes. Yeah. AngelaHayesCounseling.com.
There we go. If you like it, Bauman did it.
Developed by Anthony Bauman.
And if it's similar to MyRaveRadio.com, you'll know why. It's not. Different layout and everything. Cool. Oh, well, there you go. So Bauman has... all right. Great. Bauman
what
has
you
come
get
along
when you pay the big bucks.
Created a new website for Angela that's better than our own.
He rocks.
Yeah. So, come the end of September, Revocation Radio will have a new website. Come on. All right, so 9:55 is the time. Final few moments here, hanging out with Angela as we wrap up the show and talking about boundaries today. And I'm going to make sure that we get you a copy of this so you can use it for your media. And we'll also do our best to share it to our SoundCloud account and all that stuff so that you can find it on our website, too. I think it's been some really good conversation today. I mean, like, I've learned a lot, and I'm really doing everything in my power to think of anybody and everybody in my life that may have boundary issues or situations that you see within churches and things like that, or within schools and stuff of that nature. But as we come up on the final segment here, Angela, I kind of want to see, you know, what area, because there's so many different areas you can go with boundaries, like you're saying, personal space and, you know, private information and, you know, going well beyond even personal space, as we talked about in the first segment. But as we wrap up, you know, this topic this morning, what's really the final thing that you've kind of had on your heart about boundaries in particular?
I really think all forms of boundaries are important, but I believe that emotional boundaries, people forget that there's also emotional boundaries,
right?
And mental boundaries, especially in the day and age of so much with social media, so many things. I think of for women because I'm a working mom with my practice, and I have, you know, three children, and I'm involved in church and various things for the children, and I have to have boundaries too with my time. So many of us wear so many different hats, and
amen.
So many times I will be answering texts, messages, even from clients after 9 o'clock at night, and I realize I'm doing it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm answering text messages, and I've been out of the office for 2 hours or 3 hours by now. So boundaries with time are really important. I encourage clients to schedule their time appropriately and make sure that they have time for things like self-care. So many people don't manage that kind of time for themselves. Mental health days. Many employers are becoming, I saw an article written about this, but somebody requested a mental health day and it went viral because the boss said, I'm so glad that you requested this mental health day. And it went viral. It was really a big story. So employers are even being more cognizant of your time, of your being more self-aware that we need that time, and letting our employers know that we need that time.
Let me dig on the family side of things. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, you were talking about emotional boundaries, even with the people you are most comfortable with, the people that mean the most to you. What is the most commonly overstepped emotional boundary, even with family and close friends? I know that's kind of a very deep question. Sorry.
I think a boundary that is overstepped, and I can only talk from because I see many couples and relationships are telling your family too much about your personal life. My husband and I have a very important rule that we have between us that our private, what we have going privately, even if there is an issue, does not need to be shared with people outside of us. And I think that people do need people to talk to, but you have to be very selective on sharing private information about your marriage, about things going on with your children. You only let so many people in that I call it that. I do it like three circles, like people that are in that core, center, trusted space of the circle.
Right.
People that you allow in your home and trust around your children. Even that needs to be tight as far as sharing personal problems and personal issues within your family. Then there's the outside circle, and then there's the third circle. Third circle is people you may work with or go to different events with. It doesn't mean they need to know all your personal information. Even the people in the center circle don't need to know all that personal information. I think some things need to be kept private and personal, such as issues within a marriage and issues with children, because in so many marriages, they'll incorporate their mom for advice or their dad or their brothers and sisters, and all of a sudden, everybody is involved in your marriage.
Mm. And you don't need that.
No.
Don't need that at all.
I don't encourage that.
How often and how often are you able to repair, and how difficult is it to repair a relationship with a parent that has violated that personal boundary, an emotional boundary?
Well, I worked with a couple that did happen many years back, and they were engaged, and there was some personal boundaries with one of their families, and I encouraged them to have the family talk with their family together about that. First, the person talked to their own family, and then I asked them to incorporate that both of them meet with their families together and say that things that go on between us is between us, not our family.
Right.
And so I encourage I wouldn't say an intervention, but a family meeting.
And so often, you know, and the thing is that you always look at, you know, daughters tell their moms everything. And
yes,
there has to be a healthy balance, right?
Yes, especially adult children. Yes. Now, I encourage that teens share with their families and be open with their families. But once they reach the age where they're engaged, getting married, having these relationships. Now, let me say there are exceptions. If there's any kind of abuse going on, I encourage you to let your family in. Because
yeah.
I've had situations like that, too, where the family had to get involved. But if it's just, I've been fighting with my husband, we don't get along, leaves, you know, the toothpaste out, or, you know, let's the toothpaste leak out. I mean, you know, you don't involve your family in every kind of issue you have. But when it becomes an abusive environment, and there have to be trusted family members too, not all family members.
Oh, absolutely.
Can be trusted for that kind of information either.
I agree. Is it healthy to vent after addressing the situation? Let's say that, you know, a wife says to her husband, hey, you know, this is bothering me. I'm having this issue with you. Can we work on this, please? And then goes and talks to a best friend or a sister or a mom about the situation. Do you find that to be okay and healthy in order to get out of the system? Or do you still got to be pretty guarded in those moments?
It really just depends. Some people have that kind of relationship where they're family member, like their sister, does not make any kind of judgments or bias towards that family members. But there's been situations where they could be telling all about the terrible things their husband is doing in the relationship, and then they work things out, but the sister still has the view of the husband,
holds that grudge,
or the best friend.
Yeah.
So you have to gauge if that person is going to make a judgment, or are they truly just going to listen and validate how you're feeling.
Right. Very cool stuff. All right. Miss Angela Hayes, again, AngelaHayesCounseling.com is the website. If you do have a question for her, and on the her Facebook page, which we've tagged it on ours as well, she can take messages directly like that. So if you have anything that you kind of want to run by her, maybe you don't need a visit, but you kind of want to kind of pique some interest and get an opinion on something, and then, you know, maybe set up a meeting afterwards. Again, Angela Hayes Counseling, H-A-Y-E-S, AngelaHayesCounseling.com is the website. And also, you know, just search that on Facebook, too. And again, we've tagged Angela's page as well. So, Angela, in closing, as far as talking about boundaries and everything like that, anything that you specifically want to wrap up with this morning?
Just that boundaries are very important for emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being, that you have those boundaries in place for yourself on all areas of your life. Because I think that once they're overstepped, it's very hard to gain control of them sometimes. So it's important that we, if you don't already have boundaries, to start incorporating some, especially on your time and your family and your own self-care.
Right.
And I think that it's very important.
And creating and maintaining those boundaries empowers you as a human being.
Yes. And empowers your self-esteem too,
right,
and your own self-worth, that you can keep these boundaries in place for your own life, because you're going to be a more well-rounded person if you don't let people overstep their boundaries, or you learn how to say no to people. That's part of boundaries too, with being too much on your plate, being too,
right,
overwhelmed.
I like it. Very good stuff. Again, Miss Angela Hayes coming in once a month. If you have a topic that you would like for us to address next time Angela comes in, let us know. Seriously, we'd love to hear from you. Text in 805 to text us. That's 805-283-9887. You can email me directly at jonjohn@myrevradio.com, or like I said, angelahayescounseling.com, and also on Facebook. Shoot her a message over there if you have a question about anything like that. Angela, great job as always.
Thank you so much.
I always get something out of these segments like that. And, you know, obviously, I have a lot of questions. I want to address everything. I'm trying to think of everybody here. So anyway, awesome stuff. Thank you for tuning into the show
Thank
today.
Thank you again.
Yes, ma'am. And I know you're going to miss your son. We're going to miss him too. Bye, Aaron.
Bye, Aaron.
He's going to Troy tomorrow.
But Zach, he's done such a great job.
He has done a great job. I know Zach's going to miss him too. They've created a little tag team of goofiness over here, which I like it. So it's nice. Much love. Many blessings to you. Hope that your Thursday goes very well. And Lord willing, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll do this thing all over again. So be here for another edition of The Morning Overload on Revocation Radio. Until then, love you, see ya, and goodbye.